WTAW News Time. It's 8:04, 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 2 weeks have passed since the Brazos County Commission held a pair of public hearings about the proposed closure of a pair of railroad crossings near Welburn. Possible action may take place 3 weeks from now.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says he hopes to have as part of the commission's January 13th meeting a memorandum of understanding with Union Pacific to close the crossings at Straub and Wade Roads. The Friday before, Peters says citizens for Welburn's holding a public meeting to discuss transportation issues in southern Brazos County, including the UP project. That'll be at the Welburn Community Center the evening of January 9th, starting at 6. UP's offer includes building a new crossing on a new extension of Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGM. Peter says the county won't approach property owners about acquiring right-of-way until the court makes a decision about closing the other crossings. And a check this week with Union Pacific officials indicates the railroad has not given commissioners a deadline. Change is part of UP's plan to build a side rail to accommodate increased train traffic. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos County Health Department has updated and corrected numbers of flu cases this season. From the first week of October through last Sunday, there have been 688 cases this year. That's compared to 704 from the same period a year ago. And this past week has had the most flu cases both this year and that period last year. The table with the weekly breakdown is online at WTAW.com. Sunday's implosion of Kyle Field marked the second job in College Station in 2.5 years for a company from Baltimore, Maryland. Mark Lawasso, the second-generation president of Controlled Demolition, says there's been a special sensitivity from all concerned on this project.
Not only the people from TAMU, but also from the contracting side of things, it was obvious that this is a special field, that the spirit that people have related to the structure, going back to the old stands, the old Aggies who remember the first stadium that they played in. It's beautiful to watch.
Lawasso was also in charge of bringing down the 17-story Plaza Hotel in spring 2012. Former President George H.W. Bush has been taken to a Houston hospital after experiencing a shortness of breath. Bush spent nearly 2 months in the same hospital and was discharged in January 2013 after treatment for a bronchitis-related cough and other issues. It was a week ago this morning that KCEN-TV meteorologist Patrick Crawford was shot in the parking lot outside of the station. He spoke with reporters this week at the Temple Hospital, where doctors say he'll likely get to spend Christmas at home with his wife.
The man that shot me didn't say any words to me. There was no interaction whatsoever. He just started shooting at me as I was leaving the parking lot of KCEN-TV.
A $10,000 award has generated more than 100 tips, but the shooter remains at large. There is hope on the horizon for the end to a 4-year drought over most of Texas next year. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says multi-year droughts will return, and next time it'll be worse.
The population is the biggest change. It's still going to be an additional problem that we have to allow for, I think, going forward.
Dr. Nielsen Gammon sees no relief in northwest Texas from Abilene through the Panhandle. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 43 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I've been selling cars for 20-plus years and never seen this before. 20% off MSRP on a new Chevrolet? This is an amazing deal that has never been offered before. Hi, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom White Chevrolet. And during our year-end event, you can save 20% on a new Chevy Impala, Cruze, Sonic, and even our Camaros. This sale is crazy, and it's just in time for the holidays. Now, you can do all your Christmas shopping in a brand-new Chevrolet. We'll include a 2-year scheduled maintenance at no extra cost, free car washes, with any scheduled service. Supplies are limited, so you have to shop early to get the best selection. I guarantee these new Chevys will be sold fast with the 20% savings. Even Santa's elves are on the waiting list to buy these cars, but our customers come first and you get first choice. 20% off MSRP on select new 2014 and 2015 Chevy Camaro, Cruze, Sonic, or Impala at Tom Light Chevrolet during our year-end event. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan. Shop us online at tomlight.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
It's about 9 after 8. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. Here's some weather. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products. Merry Christmas from Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Skies will become mostly sunny as we head into the afternoon hours with a high between 50 and 55. Mostly clear tonight, low near 35. For Christmas Day, we're going to have mostly sunny skies and a high between 60 and 65. Clouds move in Thursday night with a low between 45 and 50. And for Friday, it'll be cloudy with afternoon showers and a high between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Steve Lavoy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go, it's 810. Well, sadly, apparently one of the most popular gift cards this year, Starbucks. Really? A cup of coffee? Well, I guess it could be so much more, but I mean, I suppose if that's what people want. There are so many gift card options out there. With that in mind, a little factoid. What do you boys think is the one image that is tattooed on more women over the age of 50? I'm just thinking tattoo and gift cards, you know, it's a perfect match.
Butterfly.
Boy, both of y'all went with butterfly.
Yeah.
A rose, apparently. A rose, the most popular. Not sure. Here's Harry Connick, Jr.
In my eyes are Valentine's and Easter eggs and New Year's wine. But when my heart finds Christmas, my eyes will shine like new. All the days are kind. But fall too far behind to see. And when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too. Let the angels sing around us. Christmas time is here. Let our children's love surround us, laughing and filled with cheer. My heart told me once before to find my dream and search no more. And when my heart finds Christmas, I hope it finds you too. Let the angels sing around us. Christmas time is here.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, here we go. ABC Family Christmas Movie Marathon. We're going to have Jack Frost, Polar Express, Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Elf. All that starts at 10 o'clock on ABC Family. Today, as a matter of fact.
They could just get rid of Polar Express forever.
Yeah, you know,
so
the book.
Creepy.
Well, the book is so good. And that's the thing, is the book was the touchstone for so many kids. And then they went and made that kind of odd-looking movie.
Yes.
Where everybody glows.
Yes.
Anyway. AMC Christmas Movie Marathon, The Nativity Story, Miracle on 34th Street, White Christmas, and The Santa Claus 2. That's already started on AMC this morning. For you folks from BBC America, they've already started that Doctor Who marathon for you, because nothing says Christmas like Doctor Who. The Hallmark Christmas movie marathon, of course, is just, you know, everything. So there, it's already started. And that goes, well, of course, that's been going on. I mean, they've been at that for a couple of weeks. Batman, the original TV show marathon, is on IFC.
With Adam West?
That. I think that's probably right. Yeah, so there you are. Let's see. Veronica Mars Marathon. We don't get Pivot, do we? Christmas Story Marathon.
We do.
We get Pivot? Oh.
We do
well,
now.
Okay, the Veronica Mars Marathon has already started. It started 15 minutes ago, so you've already missed 15 minutes. So do that until 5 o'clock this afternoon, and you'll be a happy person. Starting at 7 o'clock tonight, a Christmas Story Marathon, of course, on TBS and TNT. They've been doing that for a long time. Duck Dynasty, of course. Why not? It's already started. They're going to do 18 hours of Duck Dynasty on A&E starting... Oh, no, it starts tomorrow. I'm sorry. That's tomorrow, Duck Dynasty. We'd hate for you to miss that. More Doctor Who tomorrow. Anthony Bourbon's Place is Unknown on CNN.
Is that Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah, not okay. Bourdain, yeah. A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas. That'll be on FXX.
Oh, goody.
That's what I'm saying. Friday Night Lights. That'll be on Pivot, if we do get Pivot. Stars will have Outlander. Princess Bride on Sundance.
Yes. Oh, man.
Very good.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
as you wish.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that is Mandy Patinkin, that little skinny guy there. And so there you go.
You got Mythbusters in there?
I don't have Mythbusters.
I don't know if that one already started. They were talking about 200-some-odd hours.
Yep. Mythbusters and How It's Made.
Oh, I love How It's Made.
Do you?
Well,
me too.
Nicole can't stand the music. She can hear it from the other room. Even if I have the volume way down, she'll say, it's that music again. Turn that off.
Now, is that the one that's made in Canada? So yes. Thing they talk about is kilograms and stuff.
And like with a lot of narrated shows, also Modern Marvels, you get a favorite voice and then they change it on you.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Well, but the deal is, I mean, if I, first of all, it's a program length commercial, okay? It is
That's
a program
fine.
Length commercial, and that is fine. But it seems like the first 22 minutes is stuff that's pretty mundane, and then they go for the biggie at the end, right? How do they make tailor-made golf clubs or whatever? How do they make the bladders for basketballs? I mean, I don't know. But it seems like isn't that basically right? The star of the show is that last thing that they do, and
More or less. Yeah. But well, and
because it's Canadian though, they show how they make cool hockey stuff.
They need to have a How It's Made on how they come up with all those cool puns at the end of the intros.
Oh, yeah, that's very true. That's good. You're exactly right. That is entertaining. Yeah, I guess I'm quite honestly personally going to have to go and see what History 2 has. H2 has some pretty good stuff.
I've seen all the Modern Marvels, all of them.
Have you? Okay.
I haven't found one that I've missed yet.
Yeah,
I like the new one with Metzler.
What was it?
History, found history or something like that, where they're searching for artifacts that have been stolen or removed.
Oh, okay, wow. Yeah,
that's a pretty cool one.
And I don't see one here. Sci-Fi has Sci-Fi Snow Monster Movie Marathon. That's coming up on Christmas Day. Rage of the Yeti, Yeti, Abominable Snowman, Ice Twisters, The 12 Disasters of Christmas, Snowmageddon.
Dang, and I missed the first Yeti movies.
Christmas, Ice Catastrophe, and Ice Quake. All of those will be on.
Ice Quake.
Ice Quake. That'll be on Sci-Fi. I want them to do that ghost movie, that ghost show where they never find a ghost. They always have a lot of people going, "Did you hear that?" You know, it's just, and they freak out and they jump around a lot. But
Ghost Hunters International.
That's the one. Yeah, yeah. Because I've watched that for like 7 minutes at a time, and I've never seen a ghost. So I just maybe if they could do that. Are they going to have that guy on Eaten by the Anaconda? Not again.
Not eaten alive.
Yeah, yeah. Not eaten alive. Yeah, that's it. They could do that. Anyway, and there may be more. These are the ones that at least we have for you this morning.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. With swimming pools, summer camp, and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in shape at a price you can afford. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
I remember the moment. overwhelming.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Do you want to know a secret? This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Emails recently leaked as part of a hacking of entertainment giant Sony suggest the company's been thinking about selling its Sony ATV music publishing unit, which includes copyrights to the Beatles songs and thousands of others. The unit is jointly owned by Sony and the estate of Michael Jackson. It's the world's biggest music publisher, highly profitable, and valued as much as $2 billion. The blue chips could add to yesterday's record gains. Dow and NASDAQ futures are both higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 64 points in the last session, pushing the index above 18,000 for the first time. The number of people signing up to start collecting unemployment benefits fell by 9,000 last week. That keeps claims at a level that indicates labor market growth. The market closes at 1 o'clock Eastern time today, and the bond market an hour later. Both are closed tomorrow for the Christmas holiday. I'm Marcy Norton with the Dow Jones Money Report.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft. So here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Messina Hoff, the most awarded winery in Texas, invites you to celebrate the holidays with us. Come to Messina Hoff Winery for your wine and gifts. Enjoy a tour and a glass of wine at our wine bar. Give the gift of celebration at Messina Hoff, conveniently located 10 minutes from campus.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M is preparing for the West Virginia Mountaineers in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. That's coming up on Monday, the 29th. Broadcast on this station starts at noon. Game kicks at 1. Head coach Kevin Sumlin and the team's approach toward playing in a bowl game.
You know, for us, as I've said every year, this is the, we look at bowl games the same way. It's the culmination of a year for our seniors, a way for them to leave a legacy of who they are. We'd like to them to go out on a winning note, and we've always treated the bowl game as the beginning of next season. And so for young players, we have a developmental practice period where our young players have the opportunity to really utilize this time to get better. As we move closer and closer to game day or game week, we start to hone in on preparing for West Virginia.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Liberty Bowl next Monday at 12 noon on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
The joys of Christmas. Trimming the Christmas tree is one of the joys of Christmas, and there's a reason why tinsel is used to decorate it. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Legend has it that many years ago, there was a good woman with many children. She was an immaculate housekeeper, keeping everything spick and span. One Christmas Eve, she set up and decorated a tree for her children. During the night, spiders came and crawled all over the tree, leaving their webs on every branch. The Christ child saw this. Knowing how the good woman was such a clean housekeeper, he knew she would be upset when she saw the tree next morning. So he blessed the tree, and all the spider webs were turned into silver. On Christmas morning, the good woman and her children had the most beautiful Christmas tree they'd ever seen, one decorated with threads of silver. The legend says that's why we use tinsel on the tree, which is one of the joys of Christmas.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Just announced. Lease the bold new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with only $1,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 1/5/15.
Well, let's see. Almost 35 Christmases now. David Gardner's been kind of, you know, he enjoys the energy of today, that's for sure, because, first of all, there's folks who come in who are just coming to pick up something that they were getting wrapped or finished up for Christmas. Others are coming in a stone-cold panic, but they're able to solve that situation as well. One of the things that David has always done is made sure that he had experienced people working there who know the product lines, and all they'll do is ask you some questions. If you do kind of, if you're kind of in a quandary, if you know exactly what you want, they'll take you there. But if you are in a situation where you're not exactly sure what you'd like to do as far as a look or a style or a price is concerned, then let them show you what they have in their display cases. And of course, David this year for Christmas was able to introduce the Tudor watches, which are a division of Rolex. There are only 150 stores that can sell these watches in America, and David Gardner's is one of them. The only difference between these and the Tudor watches and the regular Rolexes is they're 25 to 40% less than a Rolex, and also they come with different band types, so you can have either a functional type or a dressy type. That's the Tudor watch. It's from Rolex, and it's available to David Gardner's. Merry Christmas, and thank you for another great year. David Gardner's, 911 University.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Today, could the era of voicemail be ending? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. While you're busy making your list and checking it twice, criminals are hard at work trying to steal your identity and take your money. Here's former Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Every gift we buy at the mall, in a store, or online increases our risk of identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you.
Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It goes beyond just monitoring ATM and credit card transactions. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, even the equity in your home. Give yourself the gift of peace of mind this holiday season. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 1-800-417-3841, 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network does not cover all transactions. Everyone remembers the time of the telephone answering machine. They popped up just about everywhere, literally overnight. And then, just as quickly, they were gone, replaced by voicemail. But now, there's another monumental change in the air. At the Coca-Cola International headquarters in Atlanta, Coke's management announced that almost every employee is shutting down their landline voicemail boxes because, well, everyone's using email, cell phones, and text messaging. And Coke's management has come to believe that voicemail is just one more unnecessary thing to keep track of. Now, I don't know about you, but when I first heard this news, I stopped and asked myself, when's the last time I used voicemail? And you know, the truth is, I can't remember. Meaning, I really don't need voicemail either. And so with Coca-Cola leading the way, the era of voicemail just may be over. If you need me, text me. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 43 degrees on this Christmas Eve. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The potential closure of two railroad crossings near Welburn won't be considered until after the holidays.
A spokesman for Union Pacific says Brazos County commissioners do not have a deadline to consider their offers. The railroad continues plans to build a side rail to handle more train traffic. County Judge Dwayne Peter says the county will participate in a meeting sponsored by Citizens for Welburn covering transportation issues in the southern part of the county. That includes Union Pacific's offer to build a new crossing if the county closes crossings at Wade and Straub Road. That gathering will be the evening of Friday, January 9th at the Welburn Community Center starting at 6. The following Tuesday, January 13th, Peter says he hopes to have a memorandum of understanding ready for a commission vote. If it's approved, the judge says that's when the county would approach the property owner to buy the land to extend Greens Prairie Trail from Welburn to IGN Road. UP would build the new crossing at an estimated cost of $620,000. TxDOT's also indicated an interest in making an undisclosed contribution to the project, which the railroad gave a rough estimate of $3.5 million. North of there, UP continues to purchase property and design what was announced 2.5 years ago as a $200 million rail yard between Mumford and Hearn. A construction timeline has not been set. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There continues to be an increase in the number of flu cases in Brazos County. The health department says this past week was the worst so far this year with 227 cases. It was also the worst week last year with 356. This year's running total from the first week of October through last Sunday is 688. That compares to 704 through the same period last year. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the health department's weekly breakdown of flu activity. The man in charge of the company that brought down the west side of Texas A&M's football stadium also had one eye on the crowd. The president of Baltimore's controlled demolition, Mark Loasso, says it was beautiful to watch multiple generations of Aggies.
It's a very poignant time for people here and watch the emotions just roll over different people of different ages. There were kids here holding the little collies, reveille, all the way up to the guys who needed help up and down the podium. It's a great heritage.
It was his second trip to College Station after taking down the 17-story Plaza Hotel, at the time the city's tallest building, in the spring of 2012. After 4 long years, there are indications that for most of the state, the drought is coming to an end. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at Texas A&M says the drought has subsided in most of the state, and indications are for more drought-busting rains this winter.
We've got a reasonably favorable weather pattern with El Nino or marginal El Nino in the Pacific.
But Nielsen Gammon offers little hope for West Texas. From Abilene to the Panhandle, he says the drought there will continue and will need a lot more rain for it to be relieved. An eyewitness who contacted College Station police about two men attempting to open doors of parked vehicles outside Post Oak Mall Monday morning led to the arrest of a Houston man on multiple charges. The witness told police they saw one of the men break the window of a pickup and go inside. Three officers arrived in time to stop an SUV on the southbound freeway frontage road. The driver, 33-year-old James Darrow, was arrested for having an invalid license with a prior conviction, being in possession of a cell phone stolen from Houston, having a window punch believed to have broken the window of the truck, and trying to flush a baggie of marijuana in the toilet at the Brazos County Jail. He was also later charged with burglary of a vehicle. Former President George H.W. Bush has been taken to a Houston hospital after experiencing a shortness of breath. Spokesman Jim McGrath said in a statement that Bush was taken Tuesday evening by ambulance to Houston Methodist Hospital as a precaution. McGrath says the 90-year-old Bush will be held for observation. Bush spent nearly 2 months in the same hospital and was discharged in January 2013 after treatment for a bronchitis-related cough and other issues. Doctors say KCEN television meteorologist Patrick Crawford will more than likely be able to spend Christmas at home with his wife, but have not said when he may be discharged from the hospital. Crawford was shot in his car parked outside the station a week ago this morning.
Things are improving. I'm slowly getting better. It's been a long process, a lot of pain. Plan is to get released sometime soon here in the near future. We don't know the exact date yet, but I'm hoping it's sooner rather than later.
Crawford says no words were exchanged with the shooter before the gunfire began. Crawford was able to get his car in reverse and drive to a nearby road construction crew who contacted 911. A dispute on the Round Rock School Board over the care of two pot-bellied pigs has been resolved. For now.
The Round Rock Independent School District spent $16,000 to investigate trustee Terry Romare, who used a high school ag barn to house the pigs Pinky and Blackie. Board member Chad Chadwell expressed concern that the pigs were owned by one of Romare's real estate clients. But attorneys hired by the district found no evidence Romare abused her power because she pays for the pen, and her son used the pigs for an advanced degree project. Chadwell isn't going to let the issue end here, though. He says he may find a way to reinvestigate the pig pen dispute. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
And WTAW News Time approaching 8:37. It's 43 degrees right now at the studios. We'll have more news for you today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Are you a John Deere enthusiast, or are you searching for that perfect gift this holiday season? Well, don't forget Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Stop by and check out this year's John Deere toys, from bicycles to wagons, all in John Deere green. For the older ones, check out the collectibles and clothing options. And for the outdoorsmen, Yeti coolers, UTV accessories, tools, gun safes, and more. Stop by and visit your local Sioux Falls Prater Equipment location or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Are you an active senior? Is staying healthy important to you? Do you want to know everything happening around town involving seniors? Then Brazos Wellness is the publication for you. It's filled exclusively with local articles and everything you need to know about your health in the Brazos Valley. Be sure to pick up your free copy today at Rudy's Barbecue, Wolf Creek Car Wash, Shipley's, and many other places around town. Or read it online at brazoswellness.com.
Morning, 8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with our Christmas and Christmas Eve day weather. Mostly sunny, a high about 53, northwest winds at 5 to 15, gusting as high as 20 out of the northwest. Going to be kind of chilly. Tonight, clear, about 35. Tomorrow, sunny, a high near 61, winds still 15 to 20 and gusting up to 20. But it'll be out of the southwest, so it'll feel a little bit better. Chance of showers at about 50% on Friday night. Saturday, a 40% chance of rain. And Sunday, a 50% chance of rain. Currently, we're looking at 43 degrees outside. So, let's see. We've got the last 20 minutes. We'll be back on Friday. We'll be here on Friday.
Yes,
so
we will.
Know. We'll be here so that you can tell us about what you got for Christmas.
We'll be here so you won't have to.
That's right. By the way, if you didn't get your Christmas present, we may have video evidence of why it hasn't arrived on time. We'll tell you that in a minute. Hello. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, is this the Infomaniac?
It's us. Who are you?
All right. I'm Jerry McMahon from the, like I told you a while ago, the honeymoon capital of Texas, North Zulch.
See, what happened is earlier this morning, a guy had called to tell us about the gas prices in Paris. He'd just gotten back from his honeymoon in Paris, and I offhandedly said, well, yes, great. Now, just think, in 5 years, what are you going to do, take her to North Zulch? Obviously, Jerry was listening then. I apologize for that.
Because
well,
you got caught.
It's a good deal.
Okay.
You know, the reason I wanted to call is I left a flyer over there right after Thanksgiving, and I'm a little upset with you guys that you didn't get back in touch with me.
Oh, why? What did we
about,
do?
About the new exhibit we've got going on at the Alamo. Myself and a few others from the Bryan College Station, North Zulch area, were volunteer historians at the Alamo.
Oh, okay.
And we've got an exhibit on firearms of Texas history from 1836 to 1876 and how the evolution of the firearm changed because of Texas being a proving ground for the Industrial Revolution as far as firearms go. And we've got some artifacts in the chapel. We've got Jack Hayes's Walker Colt. We've got Henry rifles. We've got a Bell buoy that was made by a jeweler in 1850 with a mother-of-pearl handle, and the sheath is made out of pounded silver coins.
Oh, my.
And all of this is on loan from either private collectors or from other museums, so this exhibit is not going to be seen in its entirety anywhere else. And it's running through April the 15th. And the reason I called is I know that a lot of people have time off here at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Alamo is free.
Yeah.
So if people want to come see that, this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance for gun enthusiasts to come and see all these historical artifacts.
No kidding. That's a great deal. So that's going on in the Chapel of the Alamo. They're probably closed tomorrow, but they're open just about every other day. And like you said, the price is right because it's free.
That's right.
Hey, good. Jerry, listen, thanks a lot. Appreciate you letting us know about that, and you have a good Christmas, all right?
Thanks, man.
All right, yeah. See you. Bye-bye.
And we love North Adults.
See, yeah, if you'd have given us off Friday, Scott, I could go see that. I got to come back tomorrow evening.
Well, you're going to be in San Antonio.
I know. Well, and don't be closed.
Break in.
Oh, that'll go well.
Celtic Woman.
Set the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see?
I would recommend seeing them. If you haven't seen them, they're not bad. They do hit all the notes.
Oh, I saw them in Austin, and wow.
Video on YouTube shows packages falling out of a FedEx truck while it cruises down a Colorado highway. Phil Dixon of Westminster says he was driving on Highway 40 with three kids in the car when he had to swerve to avoid a cardboard box in the road, quickly realized the package had fallen off the back of the FedEx truck, and he spotted several other boxes falling from the truck's back door, which was wide open. He posted the video Shows him flashing his lights until the driver pulled over. Spokesperson said all the packages were accounted for and delivered on time, undamaged.
Oh, wow.
What are the chances? I mean, it can happen. We understand. Those guys and gals are very busy this time of year. Okay, so remember we had the story about Alex Trebek, the Sony hack found the Alex Trebek email where he threatened to quit because the little girl didn't make the finals and she left in tears. Well, apparently there was some discussion about replacing Alex with David Gregory from NBC News, you know, that guy who bombed as the host of Meet the Press.
What?
Yeah, that's the word that's floating around out there. Just
weird.
Yeah, well, again, all it takes is somebody suggesting that, I guess, in some meeting, and they put it in an email, and there you go.
No, they just need a 3D avatar of Trebek.
Is that it?
Otherwise, get rid of Jeopardy.
Well, then he could have the mustache one day and not the next, right? You could change that.
So, retro Alex.
There you go. Let me see. Did we do this? The top five Christmas songs. Top five Christmas songs. Mm-mm. The Christmas song by Nat King Cole. Number four, Santa Tell Me. That's Ariana Grande. Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee. Number two, Mary, Did You Know? Pantatonix?
Yes. It's incredible. If you haven't, Scott, seen Pantatonix,
yeah,
you need... Hank, you finish the list.
Okay. And the last one is All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is Mariah Carey. Well, I'll give you a minute. We're going to go to a break, and then you can come back, and you can
because they're awesome.
Lay some Pantatonix on us for that. Okay?
Messina Hop, the most awarded winery in Texas, invites you to celebrate the holidays with us. Come to Messina Hop Winery for your wine and gifts. Enjoy a tour and a glass of wine at our wine bar. Give the gift of celebration at Messina Hop, conveniently located 10 minutes from campus.
Ho, 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 ho. Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supplies, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top-name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolfman Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
To all the men out there, what do you do when you're standing over the toilet and what should be a matter of seconds becomes a matter of minutes? An enlarged prostate can affect your bathroom habits, including your flow and stream. It can make you wake up at night to urinate. It can even affect intimacy. You need to call now for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. It has a natural ingredient guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. This means a stronger urine stream, quicker bathroom trips, and less waking at night to go. For a limited time, listeners of this station can get a bottle of Super Beta Prostate for free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-713-6893. Supplies are limited, so one free bottle per household. Hurry for your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Just call 1-800-713-6893. That's 1-800-713-6893. Call 1-800-713-6893.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Pantatonix.
From, and I didn't know this, Martin High School in Arlington, Texas.
Oh, really?
Well, yep. I didn't know they did.
Okay.
Got one video online. They are in the top 15 of the most viewed music videos of all time, but this year. And it's an a cappella group.
Pentatonix, by the way.
What did I say?
No, Scott said
I said it wrong.
Storm with his hand. Did you know?
or high school kids?
Looks, judging by the picture, not much out.
Wow. Okay.
But from Arlington, and they've got several online that are just pretty mesmerizing stuff. Their version of Carol of the Bells is awesome.
Pentatonics.
Pentatonics. Okay. Five of them, and the percussive elements are beatboxing from one of the members.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of processing in there, but it's...
So do they have a website? They touring? What's going on?
They won one of the singing contests on the radio. Or not on the radio, on TV. And their record label dropped them, so they said, all right, we'll just do it on YouTube.
Do what? Really?
Their website is ptxofficial.com.
Oh, all right, there you go. So, according to Forbes magazine, who's the most valuable college football program?
Alabama.
Nope. University of Texas at Austin.
Still?
Yep, still. Imagine that. And actually, $131 million. And that's even after having to pay off Mac Brown and paying their new coach.
Hmm.
$131 million. They're number one. Notre Dame's number two at $122 million. Then comes Michigan and Alabama. Then LSU and Auburn. Then Tennessee. Look at that. Chunka. That's one, two, three, four. And then Georgia's in at number 10. So there's five of the top 10 most valuable football programs are in the Southeastern Conference. So there you go. But there's a big jump. A big jump, because number one is $131 million. And University of Georgia is $83 million.
Whew.
So my A&M consolidated math tells me that's about $50 million difference. That's significant. That really is kind of significant. Okay, Kay, you need to know about this. The folks who make those Keurig hot coffee brewing machines have recalled 6.5 million of their Model K10 Plus mini brewing systems. Apparently, the machines possibly overheat the liquids and they burn the users. Keurig says they've gotten about 200 reports of hot liquid escaping from the brewer, including 90 reports of burn-related injuries.
Yeesh.
So it's a K10 Mini Plus brewing system, if you've got one of those. And if you're looking for a year-end Christmas gift for people like your mailman or hairdresser, Protocol Advisors, which coaches the businesses of world on etiquette and stuff like that, say your newspaper deliverer. Remember when you used to get newspapers? Yeah. $20, assuming that they haven't missed too many days. Hairdresser, a tip equal to one visit, and no cash for your letter carrier. Okay, they were forbidden to accept cash. But you can leave them some cookies hanging on the mailbox today if you want to do that. They probably like that. Take those home to the family.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm, planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a sec.
Joe, put it right there. Yep, right there.
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, you know, one of the things we always enjoy is doing stories from Florida, just because...
Crazy in
Florida. Something they just, you know, maybe they have more media outlets who look for that kind of stuff.
No, it's in the water there, man.
It could well be. Well, great news. Heaven's Waiting Room is now the third most populous state in U.S. America. They have passed New York, an additional 293,000 people going to live in the Sunshine State over the past year means they are number three now when it comes to population. Number one, by a good chunk, is California. Of course, two is Texas, then Florida, then New York, then Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, North Carolina. Those are your top nine states when it comes to population, because we don't do 10. And there's always a killjoy out there during the holiday season. Ohio homeowner has been ordered by town officials to remove the nativity scene in front of his house that featured zombies instead of wise men.
Come on, man!
That's blasphemy, but he's funny.
He's just trying to have fun. Jason Dixon, who manages a haunted house, said he wanted a nativity, and he worked with what he had.
Brains. Yeah.
Anyway, Dixon said neighbors were not happy.
I'll bet not.
And so, anyway. And I mean, and the thing is, his dad says, well, you know, it's just not going to work well when you have zombies there. The nativity scene featured life-size figures and a zombie baby Jesus with pale skin and pure white eyes. At night, the figurines were illuminated by red and green lights. The Sycamore Township said, take this stuff down. He said it violates his First Amendment rights. They went, take it down. So he did. And finally, on this date in history, in 1999, a 5-year-old girl in North Wales turned orange after drinking too much Sunny Delight.
No, she was like an Oompa Loompa.
That's it. Popular fruit drink containing beta-carotene. Doctors said the drink was harmless and there was no risk of toxicity, but they suggested that possibly her parents could come up with a little bit more, variety of drinks when it comes to stuff for their child, so we hope so. Anyway. Have yourself a great Christmas. So we'll be back on Friday, and travel safely if you are.
Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. And in his name.